This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, great opportunity right now. Get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can learn more about Class Financial on their website, classfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A great resource of information. You can learn about the separate divisions of Class Financial, whether it's Class 360, KIP, as well as Class 401k, different ways they can help you, or if you're an employer, help you and your employees. And of course, you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at classfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Class Financial. Again, that first appointment at Class Financial, it is complimentary. That number, 442-5637. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, my friend. Doing well. How are you?
Really good. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how's your day so far?
So far, good. There's sunshine. Oh. And then I listen to your commercials and I hear about the sleep pillow and it makes me sleepy. So I don't know which way to go this morning.
We are living in amazing times, that is for sure. And of course, CJ and Malia come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We're going to be talking about Social Security this morning, which is always a very popular topic and a lot of nuances when it comes to Social Security. I think a lot of times we think, oh, we'll just start taking it as soon as I can, and there's some considerations to be made. We'll talk a little bit about all of that in just a moment. But first, of course, each and every week, do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. The folks at Kloss Financial this week, again, have a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Red Robin. Little tip, typically the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the program. So listen closely, but I'll tell you how you can win that $25 gift card for Red Robin a little bit later on in the program. Before we start talking Social Security this morning, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so we had a lot of great listeners last week who called in. The question of the week was, according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, how much less in living expenses does the average, note the word average, retired household have than working households? It was multiple choice. Was it 50% or 22%? How much less in living expenses? And Lloyd of Madison called in with the correct answer, which was 22% is the average retired household has less in living expenses. So thanks, everyone, for listening and calling in.
And don't forget, we'll do another one again this week, so listen closely to today's program. So we're going to be talking about Social Security, and of course, when you start talking about retirement income, Social Security is probably near the top of this list. So let's talk about whether it makes sense for you to take your Social Security benefit early, or should you wait till later age? What's kind of the guidance there? What do we need to know?
Yes, we always come back to this topic, I think at least once a quarter, because it impacts just about every single American. And for some, unfortunately, it will be their only source of income their only source of income, but it was only designed to be about 30% of your total income in retirement. But some facts about Social Security. First things first, we've mentioned the website before. We'll mention it again, www.ssa.gov. It is a wonderful resource for people regarding Social Security. They can set up a login to view your account and look at how soon you can take your benefits and look at different calculations, different things like that. Some things to be aware of, full retirement age, also known as FRA. If you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months. If you were born after 1960, like I was, then your full retirement age is 67. You'll occasionally hear people say, oh, my full retirement age, because I was born in whatever, 1992, must be 80, right? And they just assume it keeps going up. And it's like, nope. It's either, 66 and some number of months or 67. Now, for those who don't know, Social Security does have some funding problems. And so it is possible for them to change that in the future so that people who are younger now might have a full retirement age that gets pushed back. But at this time, the latest full retirement age is 67. Now, as it relates to taking benefits early, as you just mentioned at the beginning of this, Sean, a lot of people say, well, as soon as I'm able, I'll take it. As you've heard us talk about before, if you draw Social Security benefits at the earliest possible, which is typically 60 if you're a widow or widower, or 62 if you're not, it's usually the earliest you can draw unless you're disabled. If you take it early, you're going to get a significant reduction before that full retirement age. Full retirement age, think of it as that is when you don't have a reduction. We'll talk in a moment about how you can wait beyond full retirement age if you want to and even get a higher benefit for delayed retirement credits, but that FRA is pretty important. If you draw before your full retirement age, you may have an earnings limit where you can only earn so much before they start taking Social Security away from you. So commonly people will say, what is the best age to draw? As you've heard us say, it depends. It depends upon your life circumstances, your health history, blah, blah, blah. But as a rule of thumb, we generally want to see people waiting towards their full retirement age, especially if they're still working. Another choice, as I mentioned just a moment ago, is delaying past your full retirement age. If you are a married couple, this might be something you want to take a look at. Delaying past your full retirement age, if you do that, you get an 8% per year growth, known as a DRC, delayed retirement credit, that stops at the age of 70. So some of our clients will choose, you know what, my spouse is going to draw at 66, and the other spouse is going to wait till 70. Now, why would you do that? Well, because if one of you dies, you're going to keep the higher of the two and the other one goes away. And so there can be this incentive to try to get one of you with a higher overall benefit. So very commonly, we have one of our two clients wait until age 70 to try to get that, that absolute maximum benefit.
Really good stuff this morning, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they would love to answer them for you right now. Give us a call, 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Again, that's 321-1310. Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Don't forget that number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. CJ, I was going to ask too, you mentioned the age 70. Is there any reason not to take it before 70? After 70, excuse me.
Oh, after 70.
After 70.
Before 70. yes, because it's a great question, Sean. Delayed retirement credits don't continue after 70. So great question. There really isn't much of a reason to wait beyond age 70. Almost none, by the way. I did have one guy come in who was 71 and he goes, I'm not drawing. And I said, what? So yes, if you haven't drawn by 70, make sure you start then.
Really good stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online. KlaasFinancial.com. That's KlaasFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll find out how your Social Security benefit is determined and if it can increase. We'll get those details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking Social Security this morning, and I think a big question a lot of people have is, where do these numbers come from? I mean, how will that Social Security benefit, how do you determine it, and will it ever go up? What do we know there?
Yeah, so it is a big question. They don't just quite pull it out of a hat. They actually have a formula. Social Security has a fairly complex calculation, and at this point, they utilize a 35-year average of your covered wages of your highest years. You know, some people honestly work 40, 45 years before they actually take start retirement. So those numbers can really add up. But what's important to understand is that each year you worked, those highest years, they are adjusted for inflation before being averaged. So that's important when you think back to some of your first jobs and maybe you weren't making as much, but maybe they actually calculate out to be some of your top years. If you look at 35 years, just know that those are being averaged up for inflation. You're actually eligible for cost of living benefit increases starting with the year you become age 62. So this is true even if you don't get benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70. So cost of living increases to your benefit beginning the year you reach age 62 and up to the year you start receiving benefits. So, for example, the cost of living adjustment, I know people kind of laugh because they're like, well, it wasn't much. Cost of living adjustment for Social Security in 2020 was actually January 1st of this year was 1.6%. So most people saw like a $20 bump up in their actual benefit. So they do look at the cost of living and either bump it up or keep it the same. So just a little fact, we like to throw out facts throughout our show. There's currently 69 million people plus receiving Social Security benefits. So it's a pretty big nugget. If you're a government worker with a pension, there is a different formula applied to your average index monthly earnings. That's what's known as the windfall elimination provision. Again, if you go to socialsecurity.gov, you can actually look at their windfall provision online calculator if you're trying to figure out what kind of benefit it would look like.
Really good stuff. And you mentioned of your highest, using your highest. I hear sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to work longer because I don't make as much. It's going to affect my Social Security. It's off of your highest earning years, correct?
Right. And so what we normally see is, you know, it never hurts to have an extra year of calculated income in there. It's not going to bring it down, generally speaking.
Really good stuff.
Well, and one other quick reminder, you start with 35 zeros, right? So you're actually replacing zeros with some number. Mm. So if you don't have at least 35 years, even adding, you know, $1,500 and a quarter for a credit is better than a zero. So that was an epiphany for me once I recognized, oh, I'm filling in zeros. I don't have to worry about the income going down.
CJ started working at age 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wanted to make sure he got his 35 years
in. Got 5 more years left.
We joke, but I believe it. I absolutely
do. I believe it too.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk a little bit more about Social Security. We will also do the Kloss Quiz Question Leak. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, it is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning. Got my pencil in hand because I'm ready to take some more notes. Let's talk about, of course, what age is right. CJ, Malia, tell me what age is right for me.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. No. We're not going to talk about your age
no,
at all.
Exactly. Well, let's talk then, though, about just what is the, for individuals, what should they be looking at is kind of what's the area when it comes to what's right? And of course, can your full retirement age change in the future?
Yeah. So CJ touched upon that last question. Likely that will be the case. Stay tuned. As CJ mentioned, Social Security, their financial status is ever changing. So it's likely, but usually there's enough, you know, notice that you'll know if you have to work another 5 years, Sean, or not in order to have a benefit, okay? So I don't want people stressing on that. But what age is right for yourself? And again, our famous answers depends. We really spend a lot of time looking at what other sources of income you're going to potentially have in retirement, including the fact if you have a partner or a spouse, looking at that benefit at the same time. It really is a little bit of a gamble. And while, again, we mentioned this before, Social Security, they don't really see it this way, but, you know, you are kind of betting on your longevity. So some people will advocate drawing Social Security at the first opportunity, and, you know, looking at the potential of your own family and what you see, you know, how long people live, when does it make sense to take it for yourself. We always talk about break-even points. So, for example, we looked at this one example of a break-even point for someone who had an inflation-adjusted equivalent of $70,000 per year for 35 years, and the break-even point for them would be age 80. So if a person waits until age 70 to claim Social Security, lives till at least 90, they actually would accumulate $162,000 more in benefits, having waited till the later years. But again, there's a possibility of losing that whole bet, and you die sooner than expected. So again, you have to understand what makes sense in your specific case, because nobody knows the answer to when you're not going to be here. So people ask us, what's the actual reduction in benefit and by taking your benefit early? So as CJ mentioned, if your full retirement age is 66 years and 2 months and you start receiving your benefits at age, say, 62, you're only going to receive about 74.2% of your month of the FRA, of the monthly benefit. If you wait till age 65, you're getting about 92.2% of the benefit. So it's really important as you're running the numbers to kind of understand that. Does it make sense to wait the extra year, year and a half, till you are full retirement age? Again, that's a good question for you and your financial planner. But ultimately, like we like to put out the facts to everyone, even though we understand your benefit's going to go up if you wait, we understand that, and our clients do too. The true fact here is that 62 is still by far the most popular age for people to claim their Social Security, according to the government's most recent statistics. So we're trying to tell you to wait, but we want to also be honest and tell you what's the most popular age.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
We want it now.
Yeah. Talking with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, always having fun on this show. Don't forget, you can learn more about Claus Financial. They've got a fantastic website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That first appointment at Claus Financial, it is complimentary. So we talked a little bit earlier about that complex calculation as far as how your Social Security payment is compiled and figured out. We also hear about credits. What are we talking about when we talk about accumulation of credits and qualifying for Social Security?
Yeah, so I know we're running out of time, but as we end here, credits are the building blocks Social Security uses to find out whether you have the minimum amount of covered work to actually qualify for your Social Security benefit. For most people, the minimum number of credits is 40 credits. Now, there are 4 credits available per year. It's something like $1,500 or $1,600. As long as you earn $1,500 or $1,600 in a quarter over the course of a year, then that qualifies you for one credit. So think of it as 15 times 4 is about $6,000. If you earn at least about $6,000 on a per quarter basis, then you're going to get 4 credits, right? And then you need 40. So, you know, you get the point. 10 years of earned income would qualify you for a benefit. Now, if you don't have those 10 years yet, it's okay. They accumulate. Maybe you get 20 and then you have a child, right? And so you go on leave for a period of time and then you come back to the workforce. Don't worry. Those credits don't go away. They just sit there. If you don't have enough by the time you hit, say, 66 or 67 and you're retired, then what can end up happening is that ultimately you don't have a benefit. However, again, don't freak out, because ultimately some people are were married to somebody mm-hmm. for at least 10 years who had a benefit. Maybe they're remarried to somebody who qualifies for a benefit. And so there's a lot of different options to look at as it relates to whether or not you will qualify for a benefit. There's your own calculation, but then there's the calculation of a former spouse or a current spouse. And final quick comment before we finish up here is that widows and widowers also need to kind of slow down and look at this because remarriage could impact your benefit off of your ex-spouse. You need to be careful there, number one. And then number two, some people don't even know you're eligible for widow's benefits at 60, which is earlier than typically that 62 age. So again, just be aware of these things. Listen to what we're saying. Go talk to your financial advisor, your accountant, your trusted financial partner, and really take a look at what's best for you.
It's always best to marry up, and sometimes it's better to remarry up. Just saying. So save that for a different day.
We'll cut that out of the air. Isn't there a 7-second delay
there
on this?
Is,
we'll
there is. Okay. The views expressed by Sean are his and his alone. Talking with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. The website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. While you're at the website learning more about Claus Financial, get signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit questions to be answered right here on the show, all at ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Red Robin. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the most popular age for people to begin claiming their Social Security benefit? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with that correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Red Robin. And again, that's Claus Financial's office right here in Madison at 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great to hang out with you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. We'll be checking in with Dr. Hemkiss next, 1310 WIBA News Times, 835.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.